Trouble falling asleep? Looking for a new sleep ritual? Why, it's time to unlock the magic of Night Falls. Step into a world where bedtime stories are designed to help you drift away. Night Falls is one of the world's leading bedtime story podcasts. Hosted by the soothing Scottish voice of Geoffrey Austin Newland, Night Falls offers original bedtime stories for adults delivered in friendly, soft tones. As each episode unfolds, the pace gently slows, guiding you towards relaxation and sleep. Why, you'll hear everything from reworked classics to original tales from the falls. Well, that's Geoffrey's time at the mystical Night Falls, a fictional story with immersive sound design, calming nature ambiance, and soft music. And don't just take my word for it, for Night Falls has been downloaded over 9 million times, and listeners say it always works and helps them sleep like a baby. Frankly, I couldn't agree more. So follow Night Falls now, wherever you listen to podcasts, and start listening for free today. Just search Night Falls on your favorite podcast app and take your first relaxing trip to the mystical falls.
Oh, sir, checking in with Evil Foon last week was just the coolest.
Yes, I thought you'd like that, Lincoln. Makes for a nice change of pace, doesn't it?
Is there any chance we could maybe...
No, we can't just keep jumping to Foon adjacents like gelato stations at Eataly. We're not listening to Evil Foon or Cowboy Foon, not Jazz Foon or Evil Jazz Foon, or even Sandwiches or Weapons and Everyone is Voiced by Bill Arnett Foon.
Oh.
We're going back to good old regular Foon. But first, how about some recorded ad copy?
Sure thing. I have it queued up right here.
Because with Evil Squarespace's visually traumatic layouts and uncustomizable template, you'll quickly realize turning your idea into a reality was your undoing. Use offer code EVILTAVERN to triple your monthly subscription rate and for your free bag of bees with tiny baby heads.
Turn it off. Turn it off. That must have been the evil sponsor from last week.
Sir, I take it back. I don't want to hear from Evil Foon anymore.
Now you've caught up with 94% of our listening audience. Vanilla Foon it is. Sit back, wrap yourself in the warm blanket of complacency, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 5 years and 2 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift that I use to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. We have been racing to collect artifacts before the Dark Lord can get his hand on them. And I think that kind of sums it up. Does that seem...
Yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Buddy, you're doing perfect. Hey, you know, I've been thinking since we hit 5 years, which is a big milestone.
Yeah.
Pretty big. There's so much I don't know about you, Arnie. Like, what's your biggest fear? Nobody interviews the interviewer.
Yeah, I think my biggest fear is...
Mine's getting stabbed in the neck.
What?
Yeah.
Why that?
I don't know what it is.
Have you ever been stabbed in the neck?
Not that I know of.
Have you seen anyone stabbed in the neck?
Not that I know of.
What put that in your head?
It's just neck skin is so vulnerable. What about you? Where's
My greatest fear is, like, losing control and stabbing someone in the neck.
Huh.
Like, I don't think I would, and yeah. I don't know where that came from, but I've always just been like, ugh. And now that I got a sword through me...
Yeah, and I'm right at neck height with that
sword. I know.
Sword,
honestly, so. Like, if someone was like, hey, look over here, and I just swung around to the side, I could axe... Whoa, sorry. Chun, I hate to say this, but should we make a point of standing far away? Away from each other?
Oh, sure. I thought you were going to say, should we stop the podcast?
Oh, no.
Okay. I thought you were like, we should break up or something. Like, you go your way, I go my way.
I mean, do you want to stop doing the podcast?
No, not at all. I thought that's what you were going to say. No. Can I say my second biggest fear?
Sure.
Is that we stop doing this podcast.
Really?
Yeah, this is how I make most of my money.
But that's not very much.
No, it's not. But I don't have any skills, Arnie. I mean, I can shapeshift.
Yeah.
But that's more of an inherent ability than a skill.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, you, sir, what are your biggest fears?
Well, that evil will triumph over good in the long run. It's a big one.
Sure, sure.
I'm also not crazy about worms.
Yeah, they're oogie.
Yeah.
What's going on with worms?
Well, you cut them in half, and then they're two worms? That's nuts.
That it is. And you know, listeners, I know maybe this conversation might seem a little banal, but imagine it happening in a giant friggin' mystic temple, which yeah. I am implying yeah. is where we are now.
Echo! Bing bong! Pretty fun.
Yeah.
Life be bonkers!
Have you thought about wearing a ruff?
A what?
A ruff, one of those big collars.
Whenever I'm an animal, I'm kind of against wearing a collar.
But it might keep you from getting stabbed in the neck at least as quickly as easily.
Oh, true, yeah. And then I could lead with my neck, yeah. I'm going to start wearing a ruff.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe I'll change myself into one of those, what are those dinosaurs where their neck frills out? They spit poison?
Jurassic Parkers?
Here, I'm one of those, see?
Oh, oof.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my greatest fears.
Oh, let me turn back.
Yeah. But anyway, we are here in this mystical temple, which according to the map that we found in the library, is one of the places where this artifact is supposed to be?
Yes, yes. I don't know exactly what shape it shall take yet, but I shall be able to recognize the runes upon it. Deeper we go. The stranger this temple is. I had ne'er seen architecture like it.
Yeah, surely this temple was made by people who don't drink, right? Like a non-alcoholic?
Sure. What makes you say that?
I'm saying surely this temple
was made without alcohol.
Oh.
Because most people, architects will get drunk and they'll build a temple and it's like all askew and sort of falling over.
Sure.
But this is so neat and tight in so many corners that you feel like they weren't boozing it up.
Yeah.
Quiet.
Oh, you see a worm?
Against the wall.
Is there a worm?
No,
I see. Is there some sort of worm?
A shrouded figure.
A worm with a knife?
Worm with a turret?
You're both trying to freak me out. All right? I see a shrouded figure down at the end of the hall.
What?
A shrouded figure. It might be an enemy we need to defeat inside of this dungeon.
Oh, let's sound big so they get scared off.
What's the difference between temples and dungeons?
Temples
are
usually above ground.
Places of worship, right?
Yes, usually you worship there. Usually, usually above ground, but they don't have to be. Dungeons tend to be below ground. They tend to be more of a place for skullduggery.
Yusuf's being so nice with his explanation of the differences because they're very distinct.
Who goes there? Identify yourselves.
Identify yourselves.
No, I'm Arnie Niekamp. About 5 years and 2 days ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind
a
Burger
King. Sound tougher, Arnie.
Into the magical land of Foon.
Yeah.
Hey, you. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, baby.
Through the dimensional rift, which I use to chronicle our quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
You never identify yourself first. You give up all your power.
Oh, yeah.
And who are you?
Oh, hey, guys. It's me, Krom.
Krom?
Hey.
Why were you shrouded at the end of the hall like that?
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm embarrassed to have you see me like this.
Oh, you daffy fuck. What's going on?
If you can't tell, I'm in not a great place right now.
This temple?
You mean the temples?
No. Well, yes. Literally, I'm not in a great place right now.
I mean, it seems kind of nice. I mean, it's old and it's been abandoned, but it was probably nice at one point, right?
Yes, when it was first built, I can imagine there's nothing like it.
I don't know. Some of these murals, whatever they were worshiping here, was freaky as shit.
But I'm talking about emotionally. I'm not in a great place right now. I've put on about 100 pounds.
But it looks like it's all muscle.
You look great.
No, you're just saying that. I know what you're thinking. Oh,
what are
there
we
goes
thinking?
Fat that it's Krom.
It all went to your ass?
A lot of it went to my ass.
It's like an 80-20 ratio, maybe?
My ass and my hands.
You kind of got a sort of Popeye thing going on a little bit. It's sort of like...
Oh, my eyes are fat, too?
Arnie, don't say his eyes are popping.
Oh, sorry. Crom, what happened? You seem very unhappy.
Yeah, what have you been eating, bud?
Oh, in here? Slugs, snakes, rats, pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, I brought some.
Hold on. What are the toppings on the pizza?
Slugs.
Yeah, that's what snakes. I thought.
Slugs, rats. Snakes, and rats pizza. Yeah. Is that how you've gained all that weight?
Pretty much.
So wait, you're sad because you gained weight. Were you eating because you were sad?
It's a vicious cycle. I'm sad because I've been...
There's a vicious bicycle after you?
I've been exiled from my kingdom. They took my crown.
Oh.
What? You're no longer king of Fingaria?
No. I've desecrated the throne. Their words.
Huh.
After all I did for Fingaria with the tourist trade, I was really on a roll, you know?
I realize this was what they said about what happened, but perhaps you should convey their grievances so that we may arbitrate whether or not they are fair or no.
Sure. So, let me go from the beginning.
All right.
Wait, you understood what Usidor just said?
Yeah, tell...
Usidor, can you dumb it down for me?
Sure. Just tell us the dumb shit you did.
Oh, great, great, great.
Or that they at least said you did.
I embraced my role as king of Fingaria and was doing a lot for the tourist trade. Mm-hmm. It was I who had the idea for the giant pile of snakes.
Could you walk us through what was the idea of the giant pile of snakes?
Nowhere in all the land of Foon would there be a pile of snakes as large as this one.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
All right. So that's like what the signage might say, but what's the purpose behind it?
Come see the pile of snakes.
Because it's so big.
Yes.
Okay.
Huh. I'm sure you saw a brochure advertising it somewhere in Foon. It was one of our largest attractions.
Well, you may not know this about us, but our town of Hogsface was destroyed not that long ago, and we've been traveling around Foon in the interim.
Oh. Well, it's
so we don't see
there.
As many brochures as we used to.
I see. I'm sorry to hear about Hogsface.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Thank you. We saved everybody, so there's that.
Yes, and I keep hearing rumors that they're building a new one.
Oh, that could be nice.
It could be. It probably won't be.
Yeah. Crom, this giant pile of snakes, is it bigger than the giant pile of snakes in Skur?
Oh, well, yes. According to our architects who have measured our pile, we're going by width, not height.
Ah, okay.
Interesting.
So they might have a taller pile of snakes, but ours is much wider.
That begs another question. How exactly are you keeping them in a pile? It seems like they would just all slither away, right?
Yes, we have a team of snake handlers.
Mm-hmm.
Chase them back into the pile.
That sounds like a lot of work.
And did any of them die?
So I'm creating jobs? What's that?
Did any of the snake handlers perish while handling the snakes?
There's some, you know, on-the-job potential harm, but we tried to give all the handlers gloves.
Okay, you suddenly went into some real diplomatic language there.
Look, I was the king of all Fingaria. I had to learn how to speak the language of a leader.
Of course, of course. And you said this is for the tourist trade. Are you mm-hmm. trading tourists?
Yes, yes. So tourists would come to Fingaria, mm-hmm. come see the snakes, and we would trade them out for other tourists.
So taking them hostage kind of thing?
Yeah, so a tourist would come. Tourists that were already here could take over that tourist life and go back to wherever they're from and live in their house and raise their family. It was a great tourist trade.
I'm beginning to think this isn't about the snake pile, my man.
Yes. What did you hope to accomplish by basically reconfiguring people's lives in such a way?
I don't think I'm explaining it right. People would come from everywhere to see these snakes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If we take that as a given,
yeah, and
I suppose.
And I'm with Fingaria. It's about girth, not height. Nobody wants a tall dick. Arnie?
What?
Right? Nobody wants a tall dick?
I'm sure some people do.
It's the motion in the ocean, not having to duck in under a doorway.
All right, so you created a pile of snakes, which
upped the tourist trade, where you have tourists appear, take them hostage, and then older hostages can go and become the people who have taken their place.
Exactly.
Two follow-up questions. How did this make money? And two, why were the people upset with you, other than it's just very strange?
Well, this is just part one of my tale.
Oh, I see.
So, okay. To answer your question, tourists bring money with them when they come see the snakes.
Sure.
That's money coming into Fingaria.
Mm-hmm. How much did it cost to see the snakes?
Free.
Okay.
Did you say free or three?
Free to see. We would say free to see.
But what did you have to pay for?
Free to see. Three to touch.
You see, there's always another part.
There's the rub.
That it seems like you're not sharing with us. So free to see, but three to touch. So you
That's
made
right.
three. Is that just any currency they happen to show up with?
Yep. Because we wanted people to come from everywhere, so we didn't want to say what kind of currency.
Sure. It's very, smart. Very inclusive.
Very smart.
And so was part of the idea that people are like, well, you know, this is a giant pile of snakes. Seeing it is not enough. What I really want to do is touch some snakes.
Well, Arnie, there's the famous expression in Foon, which is free before three, except after touch. Does that make sense? I'll break it down for you later.
Okay.
Jonica. Yep.
So I am one of the most celebrated leaders in Fingarian history for bringing such a booming business to our land.
Oh, so everything's still going well at this point in the story.
Yes, yes. I decide now's the time with all of this political capital that I've built up. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to marry a bear.
Okay. I can see the logic.
Well, so, I mean, you have a real long history of loving bears.
Yeah.
Yes.
And congrats on finally just, you know, going with it and trying to get buried.
Yep.
Did you get buried?
I did get buried to my bear, Grills.
Aw.
Bear Grills?
Yes. Well, uh-huh. Grills is her name, yes. She's my bear, Grills.
I understand.
Oh. Yes.
And is Grills also royalty? Like, were they raised in, like, a fancy to-do house with staff, or did they kind of survive out in the wild?
It's a bear chunt.
I'm being stupid. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So they lived in the woods.
Did they shit in the woods?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you asking me, does a bear shit in the woods?
That's exactly what I was asking. Well, no. Does this bear shit in the woods?
If no one's around, could you hear the bear shit in the woods?
Great question. That's actually how we met.
I've got to hear this story.
I was out in the woods, pushing down trees, when I heard a strange
And, Krav, I love that you didn't say knocking down trees. Pushing them down is such a way more visceral mental image.
Yes, yeah. I had to get out some aggression, so I was out in the woods pushing down some trees. Then I heard this sound. I was like, what is that? It sounded like a piece of hamburger hitting some snow.
Okay, details?
You want more details?
That's not specific enough. I want more graphic details.
So I went, I followed the sound. It's like, what is that? And that's when I saw a bear shitting in the woods.
Wow.
You don't have to tell you that at this point, I was incredibly turned on.
You don't have to tell us, because the minute you said hamburger hitting some snow, I was rock hard. Because that's just pure poetry, my man.
Anyway, that's how we met.
I've got to sit down. I'm going to pull one of these freaky head statues over and just sort of sit on it.
Yes, here, let us take a moment of reprieve here where we can gather our wits and spend some time with our friend Krom. Krom, please continue your tale. We're so worried about you. We hope that despite your recent misfortune, that you're still well.
Yes, well, so I got buried to Grills, and my people actually loved it. They were very supportive of it all.
Oh, I so you're believe still in good standing at this point?
Still in good standing.
Good, 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 good.
But then I was caught cheating on Grills with another bear.
Oh. Mm. What was the bear's name?
Scandal.
You could say I did a boo-boo.
So the bear's name was Boo-Boo?
Boo-Boo Bear.
And you did it. Okay, that's, did you come upon Boo-Boo also, pooping in the woods?
Yes, I was.
Chunt, leave your weird fetishes out of this.
I just got a nose. The poop Catholic? In terms of, did a cat lick the poop?
What?
I just want to know if the poop was cat-licked.
Well, in this case, I couldn't tell you whether or not the poop was cat-licked.
Gotcha, okay. So, I'm sorry, back to Boo-Boo. So, you
So, yes, I was in a fight with grills. I ran into the woods, pushing trees down, met Boo-Boo. Things happened fast. It was supposed to be a one-time thing.
Oh.
But that was the one thing my people couldn't tolerate. They could accept that I married a bear, but they couldn't accept my infidelity.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, they took my crown, kicked me out of Fingaria, but before they could kick me completely out, I ran away to this hidden temple.
Yeah, I was going to say, you keep saying you're exiled from Fingaria, but we're close to the border of Fingaria, but you are still in Fingaria.
Right, and if I'm caught, they'll skin me alive.
Oh, no.
Yes. And yes.
You said this is a hidden temple, but, I mean, there's four of us inside here, so it can't be too well hidden, right?
Well, I mean, everyone's heard the legends of this hidden temple.
Of this hidden temple?
Sure.
I mean, are there any monkeys here?
Well, according to some of these hieroglyphs on the wall, they look like purple monkeys.
Wow.
Silver snakes.
Mm-hmm. Two more?
Green parrots?
All right.
Blue diamonds?
Yes, and some blue diamonds.
Crom, can I ask, in this whole story of your fall from power, why did you share the part about the snakes?
Just for build-up or for table setting?
It was to... You're not impressed with this idea that I had? I felt like I this was me riding high. This was my best idea that I had as King of Fingaria. Well, even though I'm exiled, I'm still the one who came up with the snake pile idea.
Well, to be fair, Krom, you weren't riding high. You were riding wide.
That's right.
Plus, I've been to Nimbleshire, where they have the bottomless pit of snakes, and that is impressive.
No, that's how low can you make snakes go.
I understand that, but you can dive into that thing, and you just keep going till you pop out the other side of Foon.
Is Foon a sphere?
Yeah, let's say it is.
Well, it has an atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So it must be a sphere.
You know what? I'm going to write that down.
Oh, it's one of the temple guards. I'll just give it my necklace here. Thanks. Oh, that was crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any necklaces left?
You know, I got to say, I'm too old to have any idea what we're talking about.
Well, you just know that in the hidden temple, if a temple guard jumps out, you just give them a necklace and they'll fuck off.
I have two necklaces left.
Oh, good. Then we have some time. Well, let's take a break. And
I'm not a jewelry guy. I just...
Really?
Yeah.
Are you uncut?
Yeah, I'm an uncut gem.
Well, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more Krom.
Okay, listen. You two are on the outs and outs with the Dark Lord, and you've got to do whatever it takes to get back into his good...
disgraces?
That sounds good to me.
All right, Dripfang, what do you say?
It sounds like we're gonna hit the road. Hey, everybody, it's me, Dripfang Lidenspare.
And it's me, Baron Shanglebirth Ragoon.
We've decided to do a podcast that doesn't suck for nerds that isn't for good people.
No, instead it will be an evil podcast chronicling our trail of disaster across the Foonish landscape.
What are you, some kind of Masters of Mayhem?
Hey, that's a good title for a podcast.
I would say yes.
Masters of Mayhem. New episodes are released every Thursdays, only on Stitcher Premium. That every Thursdays is how it was communicated to me on the scroll.
Oh yes, Thursdays. Perhaps the most evil day of the week.
Use the offer code MAGIC for a free month of Stitcher Premium. Masters of Mayhem. Go fuck.
So, Krom, you know, as one of our oldest and biggest friends, like, it's good to see you. I'm sorry that you've fallen from power.
Yes, and this is me at my lowest of low.
I'm sorry.
Still pretty
cool. I'm going to come in for a hug if that's okay.
I got this sword sticking out of me. Otherwise, do you want like a side hug?
I can pull. Let me get that out for you.
No!
Don't leave it where it is.
Arnie, don't mention side hugs. Okay, he just got caught with his side piece, and he was ripped of his crown. Okay, be sensitive.
Sorry. Yeah, this sword. If this sword comes out, I die. So let's not do that.
You don't need to explain any more than that.
Finally.
Krom, do you happen to know who's taken over your role in the kingdom? Who's the new leader?
Ugh. That's who took over. Ugh.
Oh, ugh.
Oh, yeah. that's their name?
Yeah, ugh.
He's in charge now. Is a barbarian or a bear or snake?
Yeah, he is a barbarian.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that 99% of Fingarians are barbarians.
I see.
And the other 1%?
Snake handlers.
is short for anything?
Yes, it's short for... Oh, boy.
Well, it's a very traditional surname for people in Fingaria. They tend to assign gender when you're born, and they go, Krom, boy. Yes. Boy. Mm-hmm. It's very traditional.
Krom, yes, what is your full name? Is it Krom, boy?
I'm Krom Baby.
Krom Baby. It's kind of sweet. It's adorable.
Yeah. My parents were pretty progressive.
Sure.
Oh, they had insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Krom, can I ask, what are you going to do with yourself? You can't just hide in this temple forever.
Yeah, you just can't eat yourself to death, Krom.
Yes. Tell them what you're going to do, Krom, but keep following me down this hallway as it begins to narrow.
I want to redeem myself. I was a barbarian, a plunderer, a taker of jewels, and a stealer of precious objects. And I plan to do that again. Find something that would impress them so much that I could win my way back into their hearts.
Can I just say, if they were impressed by you marrying a bear, I think the bar's pretty low. The barbarian's pretty low.
That's fair. So you're saying I really have to up it quite a bit?
No, I'm saying, like, anything you bring back, they'll probably be impressed with, right? If they're impressed by a pile of snakes, if they're impressed by you marrying a bear, right?
I think the
bar's pretty low, right?
Yeah, it's barely a pile.
Yeah.
So let's, what can we do? Maybe we give you, like, a fun hat or something? Would that do it?
It'll at least help me feel better.
Maybe, like, a new haircut?
Yeah.
That'll at least give you confidence.
Oh, yeah. Do any of you know how to cut hair?
I could do a spell that would change the style of your hair.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, it's sort of long and glorious as it is now. Do you want something shorter, tighter, curlier?
Maybe like...
some color?
Yeah. Maybe like barbarian in the front, party in the back?
Oh, I like that. Barbarian in the front. What was it in the back?
Party in the back. It's called a barb pib.
Yeah, barbarian in the front, party in the back, please.
All right. Look me straight in the eyes, Krom. We must both concentrate. Think about your hair. Barbarian in the front, party in the back.
Why is this spell so different from all the
other? I know. All the other spells are like...
Barbarian in the front, party in the back.
Wait, look at that. Look at that. Right there. He sort of just took out scissors. He's just cutting his fucking hair. Right.
And my magic spell is complete. That'll be $23.
What? Dollars?
Oh, gosh. Here you go. Here's 23.
Thank you.
But those weren't dollars.
This is a random assortment of shit that was in your pocket.
I'll take 23 of anything.
Great. Count it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Smack.
Ah.
So,
wow, it feels so fun in the back now. Wow, I wish I could see it, but all I can feel, it's a really fun party back there.
Well, think about, you got your haircut, but think about what might get you back into their good graces. You know, might mull it over. What might get you back into their good graces?
Just need to mull it over a little bit more. Oh, if I found, I don't know. Oh, maybe I just need another great idea like the snake pile idea.
Yeah, we can help you. Four heads are better than one.
Yeah, like,
okay, maybe like fattest cockroach?
Yeah.
What about a pile of cockroaches?
Pile of cockroaches is good. We might just be replicating the snakes, though. Yeah. We don't want to slot in something new.
Like a rat wheel.
Ooh, a wheel of rats kind of laid on its side into kind of a pile.
Okay, we're dipping our toes back in piles, but let's try and get away from that. Maybe like...
No more piles.
Maybe we find like the fattest bone.
The world's biggest candle.
Ooh, world's biggest candle.
Oh, I like that. Oh, but where am I going to find the world's biggest candle? We should keep looking through this temple. Who knows what we'll find?
Hopefully we can come up with something to help you, Crom, because, you know, when you were king of Fingaria, we were thinking that eventually we could use the help of your army in the upcoming war with the Dark Lord.
Oh, I really want to help you guys out. This wouldn't be the best weekend for that, though. Are you trying to do that this weekend?
Well, do you already have plans, or...?
No, I'm just not king anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah, this isn't a great weekend for us either. We're still looking for these artifacts to keep the Dark Lord from going through with his evil plan to make himself indefeatable.
Oh. Wait, is that what... What are you doing in this temple?
We're looking for one of those artifacts.
See, this symbol on this map? Like, we're trying to find that symbol somewhere in this temple that might be a clue to where this artifact is.
And we're also looking for a very big candle.
Oh, Usador.
Or a wheel of rats.
Yeah, or the fattest bone.
Yeah,
they're all
things.
Equally good
They're
ideas.
All good. They're all good.
Crom, have you talked to Grill since your fall from grace?
Yes.
How are they? How are they doing?
Well, they don't want me back. They're mad.
Yeah.
They said I broke. I broke whatever was left of our love.
Did Grills know Boo Boo?
There's a bear shit in the woods.
Yeah?
Yeah, it does. We've established that pretty clearly.
I mean, that seems like a big part of your whole thing with bears. Like, all your bear stories start with you hearing them shitting in the woods.
Yeah. I guess my question is, have you heard it? Have you heard a bear shit in the woods?
I've heard about it. And honestly, it made me hungry for hamburgers. It's a nice ice-cold, snow-cold hamburger. Well, let's look for that candle.
Here, the runes on this wall. If we want to move this stone slab, Chunt, put your paw on this one down here.
Okay, on the red one?
Yes, Crom, put your hand up on the yellow one in the top right corner there.
Where should I put my foot?
You can put it on that tile with the picture of the eye on it.
I'll spin this weird little dial here.
Yeah, do that.
All right. Looks like a hand has to go onto a green spot.
Okay, I've got a hand on a green spot. What's next, Arnie?
Looks like a leg has to go on a yellow spot.
Okay, I'll finagle my leg over here.
Should only be one more.
Right, it says nose has to go on a purple spot.
Oh, that's me. Got it.
The slab is moving.
Ooh. Don't just stand there. Twister.
A whole new antechamber. What glorious, beautiful things.
What?
Treasures like I've ne'er imagined.
Guys, have you ever seen a place that looks like this before?
No.
No, never.
It is the strangest place I've ever seen. Crom, have you ever seen a place like this before in your life?
I haven't been in this part of the temple.
Wow, everything's so shiny.
Guys, almost everything I've seen in Foon is very sort of, I don't know, classic fantasy, but this is almost sort of like general sci-fi in here.
You know what it reminds me of? Your car.
I guess so, a little bit.
There's a lot of metal.
Yeah, a lot of metal.
Much nicer metal.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have, like, a dashboard like this. Like, I don't know what any of these monitors do, but they look cool.
Yeah, and nothing in this room has been keyed.
Yeah, oh boy, my car had been keyed to shit.
It doesn't smell like pickles in here either.
It feels so clean in here.
Yeah. This readout here just says charging.
Arnie, where are we?
I don't know. This doesn't seem like it's from Foon at all. But it's not anything I recognize from Earth, although it seems familiar to me. I feel like I've maybe had dreams about this place.
You've dreamt about it.
Yeah, like, it's weird. I'm having a kind of deja vu. Like, okay, let me see. Let me try something. This drawer,
before I open it, come in handy.
Before I open it, paper clips. Yes, there are paper clips in this drawer.
How'd you do that?
That's what these things are.
What yeah.
are these things are paper clips. I guess you've never seen paper clips before, so you could maybe feel like I'm bullshitting and I'm just calling these things paper clips, but these are paper clips.
But they're made of metal, not paper.
They
should be called metal clips.
Yes, they're sort of meant to clip paper together.
And Metal Clips was your favorite Adult Swim cartoon, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Britain Smalls?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I thought that you use metal clips to cut hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, we should give you a further haircut with these metal clips.
Yeah, perfect.
And Arnie, you told me that you only dream about all-day breakfast at Cracker Barrel.
No, look, I've been dreaming about Chicago all the time, but
really?
I swear a couple years ago, I had a lot of dreams about this place.
Arnie! What about this? This sort of central area? What is this thing?
I don't know. I mean, most of my dreams involved me getting paper clips. I don't think I did a lot of important stuff.
There's so much other stuff in this room besides the paper clips. Please put those down. Here, Crom, take these paper clips, put them in your hair.
It looks like this will open. There's a red light all around it. It seems important. Doesn't it seem important?
Is it just me, or does this etching on the side of this sort of look like the shape on the map?
Yeah, turn it upside down. Yes, that's it.
Wait, here. We gotta put this map up closer to it. Let me get some paper clips.
Ugh, come on. Crom, can you knock down this door?
Oh, look.
Out of that geode.
Is that the artifact?
I believe it is. It seems to be protected by glass, but it can easily be lifted off. Do you see out of this geode, there's growing this single strip of metal with runes on it. New runes that I haven't seen. Well, no, some of them look familiar, similar to the ones I've seen in the Book of Sight.
And on this side it says, artifact.
Artifact.
Well, we knew that word.
I'm just saying, like, the runes...
I'm just excited.
I'm just saying the runes are a good clue, but...
No, I'm just saying the way Isidore said artifact was like he just discovered that word. I'm just saying we came in looking for an artifact.
Right.
Well, I'm not an asshole.
Look, the font's a little weird. The spacing, kerning is a little weird.
No,
so it's hard to tell if it's all one word or not.
I'm just brimming with excitement that we beat the Dark Lord to this artifact, for he has already gathered one for himself. We can actually stop him. He needs this, and we have it in our grasp.
Oh, we've got to fucking get rid of that artifact. Ooh. Guys, seriously, honestly, 100%, I'm excited too. We're going to fuck this up. Right?
Yeah, that seems like us. Crom, would you mind taking the artifact?
What? You trust me?
I mean, more than we trust ourselves, which is a low bar.
Yes. And with this artifact, you can become King of Fingaria once again. They shall see this amazing, beauteous object, and they shall exalt thee and put thee back upon the throne, where we can then join forces with your army, sally forth and destroy the Dark Lord once and for all.
Of course, I'm in with the plan. I don't think I'll make it back before this weekend, though. That's all I'm saying.
No, we still got a lot of stuff to do. We're probably... We should probably still try to get the third artifact
just to be safe.
And then, like, honestly, it's going to take at least, like, a year or so to build up this arm. I don't know. Like,
and I'm just spitballing. This fun day, I'm kind of taking a personal day just for, like, my own, you know, just to take care of myself.
Good.
Yeah, just kind of, like, you know, take care of me.
We should all do that more often.
What do you do on a self-care day?
You know, I'll lick my coat just to make sure I don't get mange, you know. I'll spend some time looking up into the sun just to appreciate that beautiful, beautiful ball of gas.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm sorry to interrupt. So you're saying you're not into the cone idea, so you are going to...
I'd be willing to try.
Okay.
But yeah, anything to protect my neck. Crom, do you have anything? Do barbarians have anything to protect their neck?
Yes, sir. We usually grow our hair long to...
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Your neck is really exposed,
at least
in the front.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because you're barbarian in the front, party at the back. But, yeah.
I'll suffer for fashion. And also, Chunt, I thought your coat was cat-licked.
When I can find a cat, it's cat-licked. But otherwise, it's Protestant. Sorry, I'm proud of my scent.
Oh, yeah. You should
I'm
be, but yeah.
Proud of scent.
Yeah.
What?
Crom, can you just swear to us that you will keep this artifact out of the hands of the Dark Lord? It doesn't matter what you do with it. Honestly, I don't care what it does, just as long as the Dark Lord can't get his hands on it. Or any of his minions. You can put it in a fucking snake pile for all I care.
Oh, that is exactly what I was going to do. Do you think that's too obvious?
Well, I would say it is not. It is not obvious.
Because I'm going to put it right in the middle of that snake pile.
Ani, what is this thing over on this table here?
Oh,
yeah, what is that?
It kind of looks like a laser gun, but...
And what's this, Ani?
Oh, that's just like a weird metal... it looks like a probe of some kind.
Okay. What's this I'm holding here? It says Instant Pot.
I've heard about those, but I gotta be honest, I don't 100% know what it does.
Ooh, what's this? It says Extant Pot.
What?
It says Extant Pot.
Oh my gosh. It's like a crock pot, but it's got a bunch of stickers from the show Extant on it. Finally, they got the merch they deserved. Where is this place?
That's what I said earlier. I said, Ani, Usador, where are we?
I think I should take one of these objects from this room and take it with us.
Yeah, we each get one thing.
And we trick the Dark Lord into thinking we all have an artifact.
Yes. Oh.
Misdirection.
Yes. I'm going to take this thing that says break in case of emergency. The little thing with the nozzle here. Smash.
Good one.
I guess I'll take this laser gun. That can't go bad.
Damn, I should have taken that. Crom, what are you taking? Well, you're taking the artifact. Do you want to take anything back as a gift for Grills to maybe smooth things over?
Yeah, I'll take the Instant Pot. Maybe I'll figure out how this thing works.
Yeah, I think go ahead and grab it. Unless you saw, you're going to take that.
Oh, no, I'm going to grab this. It's according to the text on it, it says it's 10 D-size batteries.
Those aren't the size of a D. Well, I guess depending on the size of your D.
Yeah, I...
Hello? Hello? Is someone out there?
Oh, shh! Oh, shit! Oh.
This is the High Time Queen!
There's somebody here!
Shit, give him a necklace! No time!
You must have services. I haven't heard from anyone in a while.
That voice isn't from any of my dreams. But I think we gotta get out of here.
We found what we need. We must make our escape.
We just broke into this space pod and just started stealing shit.
What was this called?
I call it a space pod, but I don't think that's right.
Did someone break in? Or am I just going crazy? Space crazy.
Quickly. Run.
Gosh, wait, shit, I that? Accidentally almost shot my foot off.
Come on.
You know what? I'm going to leave the laser gun. I'm going to take some paper clips.
And I'm taking the laser gun, and I'm going to leave this fire extinguisher.
Everybody be quiet. Do you hear Hamburger hitting snow?
Yeah, I do.
Let's go towards it.
We're almost to the entrance. Here, follow me. Just around this corner here. Run, run, run!
Go, quickly. Go, 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 go. You know, Ani, when you called that a pod, I just realized that in that pod, probably, love is blind. Right? Like you could meet someone you love in that pod. You can't see them, but you can hear them. You fall in love with them for who they are.
I mean, that premise just seems like a little much. Like, I feel like I can get 80% of the way there.
Really?
Like if there was just like a circle of something, but
a circle,
like,
but not. Okay.
Quickly, this way, towards the light. Go, go.
Go, 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 go.
Here. Oh, it's so cold. It's a different exit than where we did enter. Fresh snow.
It's a different exit than where we did enter. Sorry, I'm just unpacking that.
We came out exit. A different place than where we went in.
If you exit someplace, is it still an entrance?
Can be.
Fuck.
Think about it.
Ani, what do I do with this laser gun?
I don't know. I mean, you're gonna shoot. Stop shooting it into the air. This seems like a mistake, but we can't give that to Crom.
I'll just carry it with me. Now that's canon.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. No, I'm into it, honestly. Guys, are we bad at this? Like, we found a powerful artifact and we're just giving it to a big, dumb, with all apologies, Crom, but I think you would agree, a big, dumb Fingarian. And we were in like a room that was clearly from another world, but as soon as we heard some woman talking, we just ran away?
I have been on a lot of dungeon crawls in my day. When you get what you need, you get the hell out.
But that was a temple, so that was technically a temple crawl.
Oh.
So what's the difference between a temple and a dungeon? Crom?
Is a temple wider than a dungeon?
It's all about width with him.
We know not what that voice was attached to. It could have been some terrible monster. So we've done what we can. We came and got what we wanted, and now we continue. Onward, on our adventure, to find the final artifact and defeat the Dark Lord.
We came, we saw, we crumkered.
Yeah.
Is that
We're
fun?
Off to the terrible fortress, and I'm gonna put this paperclip on the map.
Come on.
Thank you, Your Majesty, for your service to the forces of good today.
And thank you for being some great friends.
Aww.
Oh. Can we all have a big hug?
Big old hug. Yes. Watch Arnie's sword.
Watch out for the sword.
Watch
for
the sword.
My sword.
And I'm going to do something that my bear Grill used to do to me.
Oh. And
no. Not that. Okay. I want to give... She cared for me so much. And I could tell when she would stare at me. And I want to give each of you one of my Care Bear stares.
Okay. You're just lifting up your shirt and exposing your belly.
This is a little unsettling.
Chunt.
I don't
You're
hate
first.
It.
Now, Arnie, looking at you.
What do I...
Usador, your last.
Thank you.
Maintain eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oh. Painless.
Thanks, Crom.
That was very meaningful and thoughtful. Thank you, Crom.
Yes,
Thank
Your Majesty.
You.
We are very grateful.
When I was back in that temple, I felt like I was at the bottom of a pile of snakes. And now... I'm right on top.
On top of a pile of snakes.
You're always on top
of a pile of snakes.
Wide snake, you know. If it's width, you're always on top of the pile.
Yeah, that's why it's better.
Okay, hang on. Were they in my old workplace, Space Bunker Zeta? More specifically, were they looting my old workplace, Space Bunker Zeta? I guess I did leave it in orbit around Foon. It must have docked to recharge. Oh, that steams my exoskeleton. From the sound of it, they wrecked the paperclip drawer. I spent weeks on that. Well, Trisha spent weeks on that. And it still looked rushed? Inelegant? One of those. And hang on. Did I hear that permanent falsetto temporary employee in the background? Oh, my atheism. Does she still think she's introing and outroing this show? I bet I can find her frequency on the system.
Holy shit, was I in that episode? What is happening? Where is the space employee handbook? Okay, that has gotta be against the rules.
Girl, what are you doing? Train wreck, party of one, your table is ready. I can't believe it. I've become a plot point. At least that means they'll just sit on this information for 3 to 11 months. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Crom the Fingarian was played by special guest Mark Logsdon. And the High Time Space Queen was played by, let's say, Brooke Bright. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Stefan is a proud spokesperson for Tiptoe Footstep Foley Effects. Footsteps, there's way more of them in this episode than you may realize. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. I just remembered. My Instant Pot! Krusty the Finger Blaster took my Instant Pot. I had so many sensible yet fun menus planned for that thing. Well, one broccoli dish that sounded good. Okay, I was gonna throw a bunch of donuts in there and see what happened. ¶¶